Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 82nd episode, of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, well, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. I'm so pleased to announce that today we have a special guest joining us. Her name is Anna Elizabeth Carling, and Anna began her career as a public health nurse in Finland. Then in Canada, she pioneered and practiced holistic health disciplines such as traditional Chinese medicine, and allied health sciences. She writes books and stories to encourage wellness and spiritual growth. As a friend of mine says, I washed it and I can't seem to do a thing with it right now. Her email is medicinedicinetao@gmail.com. And I'm really excited to have Anna with us. I've looked at her website, and boy, does she have some wonderful things for depression, stress management, anxiety, self-help. And so I know you joined me in welcoming Anna. Anna, how are you doing today? Anna, are you with us?
I'm doing well. I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm right here.
Okay, wonderful.
So happy to be with you, and we can start fresh. We haven't really spoken before, so I did send you some material, and any topic that you like to talk about, I'm here to answer, and happy to connect with your listeners wherever they are.
Wonderful.
Hello?
Yes, we have a wide variety of an audience today, so this is really nice. I did have some questions when I went.
Yes?
Go ahead. I did have a couple of questions when I went on your website, and I'd like to know what DIY, non-invasive acupuncture is.
Well, that's a very interesting question, because this is what I have been using. Rather than using needles, acupuncture needles, for the last 10 years, I have been using non-invasive tourmaline stone that has been treated with nanotechnology. It works like needles, and anyone can do it. That's why do-it-yourself acupuncture is now being used in many hospitals in China, and it's being increasingly used in North America. So I have them available for people on my website, and I wrote a little book with 83 different conditions which are contained in the kit that people can order. so that they can look at the points that they put the stones on and leave the stones on for 25 minutes or so. And this is like a regular acupuncture treatment. They do it for themselves. So this is a very exciting development in acupuncture because, you know, it's going to an acupuncturist is a hassle and it's expensive. And usually the series that you do acupuncture is from 8 to 10 times in chronic conditions. And when you can do it at home and follow the instructions, then you are treating yourself. So that's why it's so exciting, the whole project for me.
It's
and there's
exciting
a lot of information
like
on my
me.
Website about Chinese medicine. So by learning the very basics of it, because really the basics is not that complex. I think the acupuncture developed over thousands of years, so our Western science is very complicated now, and there's information overload. So it kind of has some kind of a mystique, but once you understand the very foundation of this ancient art and science, then you feel comfortable following the little booklet that I wrote for this use of these stones.
For someone like me, I have a huge fear of needles. So I love the idea of the tourmaline stones. And I popped in on your website and looked at that. It looks like a very wonderful practical kit for people to be able to use at home. And because of the size of the stone, you don't need that, quote, pinpoint accuracy that traditional acupuncturists need. You just need it on the general area, right?
Exactly. And you tuned into that really very right on, because that's what makes it so comfortable. You don't have to necessarily know exact points. And if you use them on pain points, you know, if someone hurts their ankle, what do? You just put it in where the pain is most intense, but you don't use it right away. In the acute pain, you always use ice to start with, and then later, if you use these stones, then the natural flow of energy opens up, and the healing happens much faster. So that's how they are very, very useful. Yeah. And then, of course, in chronic conditions, as we get older, our memory begins to slip. And I've been using them for myself in the last 3 months because I thought that I will do a little research project on myself. You see, in China, post-stroke patients are being treated with acupuncture, and it's become evident that they recover quicker than they do in the West. So I began to explore the idea, and they used the spinal line, which is, you know, at the back, your spinal cord, where your spinal cord is, with needles, and I think the reason we shy away as acupuncturists from using that line is that we just consider it too dangerous. But with these stones, you just activate the energy in the key points. You know, it's just like a highway. Your back spinal cord is like a highway for energy, and then the side roads come out from the, you know, it's just like a highway. That's how I always think about it. So if you are able to affect the energy directly in the brain, then the brain becomes more alive. Now, what I did with myself, I used some of the points in the back and then additional points, which are like a supportive points, And I found that, you know, I can't say that my memory is totally 100%, but it really was quite amazing because I experienced the energy flow. So then at one point, I decided that you have to be careful. You have to also relax the brain. So by using the alleviation stress formula, which is in the book, you relax the brain. So you don't do it. You learn to kind of use these stones according to how you experience the energy and how you experience the energy and the frequency that enters into your body when you activate the energies. And I think for Westerners, I was trained in Western medicine, public health nurse, so I have a fair understanding and, of course, great interest because there's so much happening in both kind of medicines in terms of healing and prevention. So for me, the Western approach or the Western understanding of the human body, understanding the neural pathways and understanding blood vessels is really an affirmation that the Chinese medicine, the way the acupuncture channels were were planned, they always follow neural pathways. So literally when you use these stones according to the guidebook, you are opening up channels, the neural pathways, and the blood flows better, and so on. So, you know, this way, these are really wonderful tools in supporting the Western kind of diagnostic requirements. So, and they are so gentle that they don't really. They can't do any harm. They were tested for 8-year period in China. So I'm feeling very comfortable, and those people who've been using them have had very good results. So, yeah. Wonderful. But I think, there are many different ways. And of course, I'm sorry?
We're getting ready to come up on a break here in about a minute. And so what I'd like to ask you, this is fascinating. This is absolutely fascinating. But you mentioned pre-interview script that there are three principles that are important in the conscious self-healing and prevention. And what does a nurturing life attitude have to do with a willingness to do the inner work? So when we get back from break, we're going to take a short 1-minute break. I'd like to explore some of those with you as well, because I'm fascinated. Anything that doesn't involve needles and healing is absolutely fascinating to me, and the fact that it's a tourmaline stone, I make jewelry, so I understand the physical nature of the tourmaline stone, but I'd like to really kind of get into some of the principles that you talk about that are important. So we're going to take a short break for right now, and we'll be right back with Anna Elizabeth Carling and DIY non-invasive acupuncture.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress. Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm.
Okay, and we're back. Our guest today is Anna Elizabeth Carling, and she's talking to us a little bit about DIY, which is a do-it-yourself, I'm thinking, non-invasive acupuncture. We're going to start exploring what are the three principles, self-healing and prevention lifestyle.
Would you like me to speak now?
Yes, please.
Yes. Well, I have to go back in my own personal history. When I was doing consultations on mental health and nutrition and so on, I found that the important focus for my life was spiritual focus. So I was studying all the different religions of the world, and I felt that this is the way I like to work with my clients, where there is also that aspect of our life taken into account. So I went and studied Chinese medicine because Tao means the way. It means, in our Christian tradition, it means the way of God. So, and it, because it's holistic, it embraces that concept. There is no divisions in life. We are one. We are really one, the cosmos and the nature, and we are part of nature. So that foundation attracted me to go and study it thoroughly, and ever since then I have brought that question into the work. So my question is, how do we not just kind of make it into a kind of a mystical question, but cognitively understand our way back into that place of our awareness that is, we can call it spiritual experience. So I have been exploring various illnesses, for instance, anorexia. So I look at the human body and the children who suffer from anorexia, they don't eat. They don't experience the hunger in their stomach that would have to send the signal. So what is the neural pathway that is blocked, that these messages are not coming through? And then, of course, it's the vagus nerve. It's the biggest nerve in the body that goes into all the organ systems of the body and can get blocked, be blocked because of various injuries, whether they're mental or physical. So if you follow the vagus nerve that starts in hypothalamus and branches out, going into the organs. And so now we know that the hypothalamus is the command center of the body. That has been studied. And so the hypothalamus, if hypothalamus is damaged, and there can be so many different kinds of damage, there can be psychological damage, concussions, and so on. And with someone that I worked with, there were three different reasons that the anorexia manifested, as far as I understand. And they were, this child had lost a favorite cousin, she fell in love and had a heartbreak, and her parents divorced, and she also was an avid soccer player, a girl, and I'm sure had a concussion. Okay, so once you understand cognitively and are able to follow from symptoms to the place where the command is given. Then, where does the command come? So then I went asking that esoterically, because I've studied all the religions, and I know in all the traditions, the pineal gland is the gateway to the spirit. So that was like an eye-opener for me. If we are able to align ourselves with that power that flows through the pineal gateway to the spirit, then that has to be acknowledged. And that is the ultimate healing power. In honoring God and honoring that, what I call fluid intelligence that flows and makes all life possible in nature, in our human body, and in the whole universe. That is what animates us and ultimately makes us human and spiritual beings. And there is no division. So that is why that aspect is so important. And out of that, of course, flows gratitude, which is a quality that we don't entertain enough for our children, so that they grow up to be thankful for what we have and the abundance of love and friendship and food and everything that we receive each day. So it's so simple, really, isn't it? And of course, once we realize that that power is that drives all life, then we want to nurture. We want to become one with that. We want to nurture life. So that's why the three principles.
So wonderful. And I could just sit and talk for hours on this, because everything you say is information that I'm pretty familiar with and my listeners have come to be familiar with by listening to our radio shows. I'd just like to ask you, what stress management tip or skill can you provide to our listeners that they can do right away? I would actually ask you to give your website or a link so that they can go and check you out. There's such great information on your website.
Well, why don't we just, can we do a two-minute meditation together?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Okay, they have my website, medicinepower.com, and there is there are so many pages there on meditation. One of them is Qi, C-H-I, energy, meditation. But if they just go to the website, the pages, and there are maybe 60 pages, it says, so they just look through, there is a whole section on meditation and healing Tao. We even have a meditation called Inner Smile. It's a beautiful meditation. And I made some, I've been making videos, so there is my video on Inner Smile on YouTube, and I think it's on my website. I can't remember. Anyway, just go to my website, explore it, and learn a little bit of the basics of Chinese medicine. It is so sound. All rests on this way of God, Tao. Because everything in the beginning, there was, of course, yin and yang, the positive and negative. Mm-hmm. Out of that flowed five forces, and we see them in nature. Study it a little bit. It's all in my website.
Okay.
And I'm so happy
to
be able to share this with you. Okay, so we do the
meditation. Yeah, we're on a little bit of a time crunch, but let's do the meditation. We've got...
Okay. Clap your hands. Rub your hands together. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Put your hands resting on something where you feel your fingertips rest. Your fingertips sensation. And then breathe and observe your breath. Let your breath just rest in its rhythm. Your eyes closed. And when mind begins to wander, just go back feeling your fingertips against whatever they rest on. Feel. And you begin to feel that there is a sense of balance and rest entering into your being, the stress. And give thanks for this fleeting moment of rest. To come back we go. It's simple, huh?
You mentioned a quote. Could you share that quote with us, please?
Oh, yes. What was the quote? It was my own quote, was it? Which was that you want to succeed in self-healing and prevention of illnesses, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank our lovely guest. We'll be back next week. And I appreciate everyone who has joined us today.
Thank you for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit MakingShiftsHappen.com and join us again next time.
Thank you.
Okay.